Victoria and South Australia are in for another scorcher today. Firefighters are on high alert with temperatures expected to soar to around 40 degrees in some areas. 100 fires have been burning across Victoria and dozens of people have been treated for heat stroke. In South Australia, power was cut to thousands of South Coast homes and businesses because of the fire risk. Chemical giant Orica will reopen its ammonia plant in Newcastle today. The plant has been cut off action since a toxic leak in August. The company has been plagued by a series of chemical leaks which have outraged local residents. The shutdown has cost Orica around $50 million. The national holiday road toll has climbed to 46 with the death of a cyclist in Sydney's northwest. 18 people have died on New South Wales roads, 8 in Queensland and Victoria, 7 in Western Australia and 3 in South Australia. There's been one fatality each in Tasmania and the Northern Territory and no deaths on ACT roads. A school bus has crashed in northern India, killing 10 children and the driver. Another 20 children were injured in the accident. The bus collided with a truck during heavy fog. Egypt's ousted president Hosni Mubarak is back in court in Cairo. The media has been banned from the court during his trial on murder and corruption charges. The prosecution spent the hearing outlining its case. Mubarak faces the death penalty if convicted of ordering the killings of hundreds of protesters.